You are listening to the Estheticians Earning More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 141.
Welcome to the Estheticians Earning More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, what we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised, or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Okay, I am so excited to be back this week talking to you. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something that I think I've had four clients this week talk to me about in my one-on-one coaching. And that is, they feel like they put out work on social media, posts, reels, stories, and nobody cares. So they feel very discouraged and unmotivated to do it again because they did. They went out there. They're like, okay, I am going to post. I'm going to listen to what Brittany has said about posting. You know, these are my clients. I'm going to, you know, do what we talked about. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to do all the hashtags and all the things I'm supposed to do. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to give tips. I'm not going to go into detail about things that my clients may not care about, right? You know, so they're like, okay, here we go. I got some great ideas. I know exactly what to say. I'm putting it out there. I made a Canva post, or I did a reel, or all the work, right? Put it out there. And it just falls flat. And you're like, nobody cared. No one liked it. No one shared it. No one commented. And now I'm supposed to do this again. I'm good. Right? So again, I really want to break this down for you because this is something that happens to everyone. Okay. I'm just going to say that first. And then there's a reason why you, from a brain perspective, that this is why it's really hard for you. And there's also just like, we gotta talk about this in real life terms because your brain is making it mean it's not. So, okay, first, all businesses experience this. Even the big influencers put out posts that fall flat. Okay, I'm just gonna tell you that right now. Also, putting out posts that do perform quote unquote really good does not actually mean anything. I'm actually gonna screenshot and put it in the show notes or maybe in an Instagram post, but I did a reel last week, I think. And so as of today, it's gotten 14,000 views. You're like, it worked, right? It's like, you would think that like people would be pounding on my doors to work with me, right? You would think that like my followers would have gone up exponentially. I mean, 14,000 people viewed it. It was viewed 14,000 times. 14,000, like, I can't really wrap my brain around what that would even look like from, like, a people perspective. Like, that's a lot of people. Like, I've had about, like, 14,000 people
looking at me feels very scary and not what I ever would want. Like, I don't want to be an influencer, even though I have an online business. I just want to like help the people that I help. I only can help a certain amount of people. I'm only one person. But nothing, the reason that I got 14,000 views is because I use a trending audio, which I recommend doing. I like doing, it's fun. So the algorithm just picked it up. And I've had other posts like that that are just random people, just random people listen, you know, or even respond. And they're not estheticians. Like, it doesn't mean anything just because 14,000 people looked at it. The posts that I do that I get 1,000 views and 10 likes are much more impactful for me. I get follows from those posts. I didn't get any follows from the 14,000 views. Okay. No one's followed me. No one has saved it. No one has shared it. It just kind of was looked at. But I've had other posts that maybe I had 700 views and are doing a lot better. So I just want to like remind you of that. Okay. And maybe the big influencers you see out there, they're having all these likes, but that doesn't mean they're making a lot of money. It doesn't always mean that. Okay. The second thing I want to talk about is that our brains want to always protect us, which I talk about a lot on this podcast. And our brain, it's a lot of work to put yourself out there, especially if you are not in the habit of doing it. If you're not, like, I feel like I'm at the point in my business, I got to this point when I was doing VLH Beauty in San Diego, where it just is like kind of second nature. Things just kind of pop into my brain. I write it down for a pose later, and then I make the pose when I like have time to make them. And just put, you know, it kind of just like is an organic thing. But to get to that point where it just kind of becomes part of your business life, where you're just posting and you're putting things out there and you're just kind of doing it, it's really hard for your brain's point to try to do everything to prevent that from happening because it likes to stay the same. So it's like, it's going to look for evidence why it's not working versus evidence why it is working. So your brain's like, see, no one liked it. I got 3 likes. Well, okay, first of all, that's 3 likes. Okay, that's not no one. And the other thing that I want to challenge your brain when it does this is if those 3 people that liked that post came in, were new clients, that's 3 new clients. That is huge as a solo esthetician. You are not a national brand. You are not able to accommodate thousands of people. If I had to guess, you could only accommodate maybe 15 more people on your schedule unless you're a brand new esthetician business owner. I mean, if I had to guess, it's probably the most you can accommodate. Probably less, maybe 5, maybe 2. Maybe you just need 2 new clients to be fully booked. Maybe you just need to have 5 more clients to be fully, actually fully booked. So 3 likes, especially if like 2 of them are not people that you already know, it's working. That's all you need. You don't need 100 likes. You don't need 100 people coming in. You don't need 100 people viewing it. Right? Like, it's a small amount of people that you actually need to come in and grow your business. And even if you are a brand new business owner and you really have to grow, you need a lot of people, you can't accommodate 20 new people at once. That is so overwhelming. It's a lot. I've had months when I was in San Diego in my acne business that I got a bunch of new clients at once. It was exhausting because new clients need more attention, right? You have to, even if you don't do acne, you have to kind of like bring them on, teach them all the things, kind of help them answer more questions. I just, February onboarded, I think 3 new esthetician clients, which I'm so grateful for. I love them so much, but it's a lot. It's like, I gotta like, okay, where are, like, there's a lot more mental work for me with the brand new client than a client that I've been seeing since November. Clients I've been seeing since November, we know what we're working on. We just kind of like get down to work every week. New clients, I'm still trying to understand them, what they want, you know, so it's a lot more work for me. I'm not complaining. I love them. But you know what I mean? Like, it's if I had gotten 20 new, I don't actually have space for 20 new clients. I can't take 20 people on. But if I had 20 people trying to book with me, I can't actually do that. I can't take 10 new acne clients on at once. That's exhausting. Oh my gosh, I would die. It's too much. So I really want you to like reframe what success looks like in marketing and social media posting. And I want you to look at more than just likes and views, especially if you are doing reels. Like, look at saves. Look at how many people it reached, the post. People versus followers versus non-followers. Look at if you got follows from it. Even if, you know, you got a follow from it and a couple of likes and no one booked, I promise you, you were laying the groundwork. That is how it works. I can tell you from my own experience, from working with other estheticians and helping them through this process. Yes, the first month that we work together, they probably don't get a new class, right? I'm still trying to figure out everything in their business. Maybe in the second month. No, we're still kind of like getting everything together. But they keep posting. They keep showing up. They keep offering value. They keep connecting with people. And those three people that like something back in November are now on their books. So it does take time. And so your brain wants that immediate, like, it worked. It worked. So it, like, our brains want to know if we want to get that energy there again, right? It's like, it worked. Okay, great. We're going to keep doing it. We want that instant gratification. We want that dopamine hit. And you're not going to get it when you're growing a business. It doesn't work that way, especially if you do advanced treatments, microneedling, microchanneling, acne, deep peels, like bio-repeals, things that are more impactful, more expensive, a bigger commitment for clients. Even like the DMK enzyme, like that is a pricier thing than just a facial or just like a wax. Those people are going to take longer to layer. My clients that just do waxing, they can convert people much faster because it's a less commitment and it's just kind of like they know what they're getting. It's not like they have to try to understand the concept of waxing. They generally understand the concept of waxing or sugaring. But like someone who's doing more advanced treatments, that's a harder thing for people's brains to come, you know, to understand. So those would take longer to happen. So I just want to like give you a big old hug, as I do in this podcast, that I just feel like you're doing really good. And it's not going to be linear. You're not going to post and get a bunch of likes and then someone's going to book. Sometimes that happens and that's magical. And it's so fun. It's like, that was great. I'm so glad that worked out. Right? It does happen. It does. I've seen it happen myself and my clients for sure. But that's usually not what happens. And if you're following me on this podcast, maybe you've found the podcast somehow, or you found me on Instagram somehow, and then you follow me on, you know, whatever. Now you're on my email list. So you're getting information from me. And most likely, if you're listening, you are not a client. Maybe you're a former client, but you're probably not a client. And maybe one day you will become a client, but it just is going to take time for you to get to the point where you're ready to be a client. So I can look at it and think, these people are listening to my podcast and not signing up to be my client. I'm so discouraged. But looking at my Instagram reels and not signing up, I could be so discouraged. Or I could be like, I'm so excited all these people are interested and I can help them however I can help them. And if they decide to work with me in the future, amazing. Cannot wait. But if they decide not to, or if the tips I give them is enough to get them to the next stage and they're like super happy, amazing as well. Right? And so really like having that mindset going into it, like everyone who follows me is not going to work with me. And I don't have the capability to work with everyone who follows me and likes what I say. It's not possible. I was just looking at my BLH Beauty Instagram. I don't really go over there very much because, you know, too many things going on in my life, but I still don't have 1,000 followers on that Instagram. And when I hit well over 100K, I think I might be hitting 500 or 600, because I didn't care about the number of followers. I wanted the quality of followers. I wanted all of my clients to follow me and to continue nurturing them and loving them and giving them information and advice and encouragement. And then I knew if I did that really well, that would go bigger. If you watch the video, you'll see my hands moving, but that goes bigger, right? Like, that, there's only one way that that's going to grow. It's not going to grow in if I'm the people that are following me or my clients and they are getting lots of value from me and they love what we do and they feel encouraged and that I just like love them all the time and help them. That is only going to get bigger. They're going to refer people. People are going to see that and want to be part of that. It's just going to go bigger. But if I was like, I only have 400 followers and I post this post and no one's responding, I'm just not going to post anymore. All of my current clients miss all that time and energy that I could have given them that helped them. Right? Do you see that? I did a reel this past week about stop posting to get clients, but instead post for your current clients. And I just really want to like end this episode with that thought. If you feel like, okay, I'm going to do this. Great. And only post to your current clients. Tips for your current clients. Help them. Make their experience better, whatever it is. Because if you do that, it will grow your business so much faster, so much easier. You'll like it so much more than if you're desperately trying to fill your books. Okay, that is it for today. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being here. I'll be back next week. Have a fantastic week. Bye for now.
Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helps my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.